Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad J.J. Ramberg's here, too. J.J., one of my favorite people on the planet. She's the host of MSNBC's Your Business. Once a week, she does her outstanding small business show. It's the only true small business show on the planet, on television. And when you see J.J.'s beautiful face on the screen and you hear her talking about small business and acting like, sounding like she knows what she's talking about. She does, folks. She's not just a television personality. She's a real entrepreneur and the author of It's Your Business, and the good news is she's our good friend, J.J. Ramberg. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Nice to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always, and I love hearing more about how you guys are doing so well with Good Shop. I remember, what was it, coming up on 8-9 years, you launched that, and I remember talking about it on the show in the very early days.
It was 11 years ago.
Wow, has it been
so
that long?
So hard to believe.
Well, tell the audience what's cool. Remind them what Good Shop is, and then let's talk about the new stuff.
Sure. So Good Shop, this is perfect for all of you out there who shop online, because what we do is, if you're looking to save money when you're shopping, we aggregate all of those coupons. So you know, for example, if you are at the Gap and you're at the checkout online and you see that little box that says submit coupon code here.
Right.
And you think, if there's a box there, there must be a coupon code somewhere. Where is everyone finding them, right? So we get all of those coupon codes and deals for you for thousands and thousands
wow.
of stores. And we've always had something on the site where if you wanted, you could designate your favorite charity or school and a percentage of what you spend would go back to that cause.
Right.
So we've donated more than $12 million
wow.
to people's causes.
I remember yes. when it was a gleam in your eye, you and your brother had this idea for this, and I just, you know, and that was back, folks, when it wasn't so easy to do all this stuff.
Yeah, I know.
I mean there's a whole lot of new technology that helps you make this experience even more elegant. But back then, that was, you know, you kind of had to build stuff back then.
Oh, and we really hacked this thing together in the beginning.
Tie it together.
Totally.
Yeah.
And we always laughed, too. There was no Facebook when we first started,
right.
you know?
Right.
I mean, it was just starting out. There was MySpace. We did marketing on MySpace back then. Just to date the company and
yeah,
myself.
Yeah. And of course, this was all right after she got out of junior high school, right, JJ?
Exactly, yeah. The Wonder Kid. But we are so excited because we just launched something called Good Shop Give. And what Good Shop Give does is it allows you to put on campaigns for something you want to raise money for. So let's just say your dog was sick and you needed to get surgery, or you wanted to raise money for a trip to Haiti or something else. Your kid's 529 or your teacher wants to buy new books for school. So you can put on a campaign like help pay for my dog's surgery. And then send something out to all of your friends, but instead of asking them to donate, like everyone's used to right now, all you're doing is asking them to download this little browser plugin, and then every time they shop at any of our thousands of participating stores, automatically you get access to all the coupons and deals. It just pops up when you get
right.
to the store, and a percentage of what you spend goes
so,
to that campaign.
So you've aggregated your model with the kind of a crowdfunding
exactly.
idea.
Crowd shopping.
Crowd shopping, exactly.
Or we call it shop funding, actually.
All right, I like that. And so then instead of them pulling out a cause or a charity like we've done over the years that they might think of, they might go to a list of things, right? If you didn't already have it in your head,
yep.
go to one of your list of charities, then your friend could become the recipient of the money.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Or, by the way, yourself. You could do your kid's 529 plan,
huh.
their college fund. You could do anything you needed.
Ah, so Wow. So if I have a something for my own kids, they're 529, then that 529 could become the charity.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So
because money in commerce. This is not deductible stuff, right? This is business.
It's not deductible because it's not your money, right?
It's the donation, right.
Comes out of what you're spending at the store.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it's not a donation technically.
What a great idea! And so when did it start?
We just launched it last week. So if you go to goodshop.com, you'll see a little button that says "Save More Than Money," and it'll take you right over to Good Shop Give.
Okay, so let's review. So Good Shop is where you can buy stuff and aggregate coupons for you,
mm-hmm.
and while you're there, you can designate a charity to receive some portion of what you guys earn to go to charity.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and now though you could actually take it to the next level with this. What do you call it? Shop funding. There you go. Shop funding, where you can have a little more control over, and maybe a little more micro in the way you give your, and more targeted in the way that you give your money.
Exactly, and you can do it for campaigns, right? So I'm trying to raise money by January 3rd for whatever it is you're raising money
for. Well, my grandson just went to World Series, and they had to raise a bunch of money. That would have been back in the summer. That would have been a great thing to do.
Exactly.
For something like that. That would have been a great cause for people to donate to.
Tell them to start. And remember, here's the beauty of it. It's not donating. You don't spend an extra dime. All you're doing is shopping like you normally would.
No skin off your nose. How much money have you donated as a result of this in 11 years?
Oh, from Good Shop, about somewhere between 12 and 13 million.
Wow, almost more than a million a year from this little startup, folks, that was launched 11 years ago. What a great story! So, what else? Tell us about the. I've got about 30 seconds. What's the last thing for this segment that you want people to know about Good Shop?
I want everyone to go start a campaign. And, look, we're in beta. We just launched. So if you find any kinks in it, email us and let us know. Mm-hmm. We want your feedback.
Is there a handy link there that says email us and tell us what's going on?
It's at the bottom, yep.
At the bottom. Okay, so folks. So check it out. It's called Good Shop. And Good Shop Give is what I'm trying to say.
At goodshop.com. You can find both things at goodshop.com.
All that's at goodshop.com. All right, so check it out, folks. We're going to take a quick break and come right back and talk some more with our good friend, J.J. Ramberg, one of the great small business champions out there in the world. Also, her book is called It's Your Business. And you know what? That's the title of her television show, too. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.